This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Check in with the Lakers coming up here in a little bit. MLB Sunday Leadoff. You can check it out at 11 a.m. Eastern this Sunday on NBC and streaming on Peacock. It'll be the Braves and the Orioles. You can also watch this program on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app and you can watch for free. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates. We're approaching 390 cities around America that carry this program. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton?
Dan, last hour we put up there, if you were going to bet on Anthony Davis's performance in game two, you would take the over or the under? man, this is just cruel. But right now, 82% of the audience is taking the under.
We don't even know what the over-under is.
Correct.
And you're already taking the under.
Yes, yes. And a lot of the responses to the tweet are some of the things that we had been kicking around, like, well, usually after a big game, there's a mild injury or something like that that happens somewhere in the second or third quarter.
I watch a Lakers game like I'm watching one of my kids play, like you're holding your breath to make sure that they make it through okay. And I'm watching Anthony Davis, and you're just going, oh, don't get hurt. He's the biggest guy on the floor, and you're going, oh, don't get hurt. 30 and 23 last night. Also, I mean, he had, if you look at all-around games, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and he had 30, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. The last time you had a player in the last 40 years to put up those numbers, it was Tim Duncan in 2003. It doesn't happen. It's rare. It's just you need to have it happen more often with Anthony Davis. If you could do 2 games in a row, I'd be like, whoa. And I live to see that. But if you look at what he did last night, they needed it. They shot a lot of free throws. They were proficient from 2-point range. Golden State didn't shoot a lot of free throws. They shot a lot of threes. What if Jordan Poole hits the shot? What are we talking about? Now, that would have tied the game. But let's say they won the game in overtime. What would we be saying about that game today? Because it was that close. 115 to 112 has the three from 30 feet away. Here's his coach, Steve Kerr, co-signing on what Jordan Poole did.
I thought Jordan did a really good job. I had the timeouts left, but I saw them double-teaming Steph at half court. So I knew somebody was going to be wide open if we could just get the ball out. And Steph did a great job. He got the ball out of the trap, and Jordan was wide open and pretty good look. You know, that's a shot he can hit. So really, you know, happy with that possession. And again, that's, you know, Jordan had hit six threes already. So it's a great shot for us.
Okay. He's got to say that. Whether he believes it or not, it was wide open, but it was 30 feet away. And I think we're going to look at the end result and then be critical of it. Even if it went in, I didn't think it was a great shot because it's 30 feet away when it could have been 25 feet away. But the Lakers survive. And now if you're Golden State, you have one of those must-win situations. Although we say that when they were down 2-0, but you can't be losing at home. That's the difference here because Golden State hasn't been a consistent team on the road. In fact, they've been a bad team on the road. Joel Embiid will play tonight against the Celtics. He said that after winning the MVP last night that he's back. And I thought that that meant, oh, he's back. Like, oh, no. And then it's, no, I'm back. And right now the Celtics are favored by 7.5. They were favored by 10. We'll get some phone calls here coming up. We'll check in with the Lakers coming up as well. I just had somebody who sent me an email. We were talking about Karl Malone has some items that he got from the Dream Team, 1992, getting autographs. Michael Jordan autographed jersey is right now $975,000. What they did at the Olympics, they would set up two tables, and the players and coaches and staff would put stuff on the table for everybody to autograph. All the players had, you know, special requests there, and the players were taking care of each other and the staff. Karl Malone was the ringleader. It made it easy for all the other players. They also did it for the games in Atlanta. That allowed everybody to be able to get autographs, and a lot of players got autographs of everybody on a ball or maybe a jersey there, but Karl Malone got Michael Jordan game-used autograph jersey. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I'm reading a little bit more about this. Malone went a step further than just the random gear that was out on this table. He asked guys after certain games to have their jersey, and then he put them on the table to have signed. So not just autograph, but all confirmed by photographic evidence and testimony that they're all game used, shoes and jerseys.
And a lot of times what happens, and players will tell you this, Tiger Woods told me this, because he once signed, after he won Augusta, he signed the local newspaper for me, and he just signed Tiger Woods. And then he ended up with the Grand Slam and the calendar Grand Slam or something, and his caddy got something signed for me for an auction item. And he put to Dan, and then he put Tiger Woods. And I said, well, I hope somebody named Dan buys this at the auction because he personalized. And a lot of players will do that so you don't resell it. But, you know, if your name's Carl and you want to bid on Michael Jordan's jersey, you can say, yeah, Mike, sign that for me. But that's what they do sometimes. They'll personalize it so you have a harder time trying to sell it. All right, some phone calls here coming up. Haley in South Carolina. Haley, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Dan. Yeah, Haley in South Carolina. 5'2" and a skinny fat 115. Not to bring back up your childhood, but earlier, your Disney story couldn't help but relate. So, my dad took from the youngest of four girls, and when we were little, he took all of us and my mom to Disney on the 4th of July because he thought that that would be the day that nobody else goes. And that everybody else has other plans, which the park was at record capacity. And he was so appalled by the prices that he had us all share one giant turkey leg for lunch. And that's all we had. That's all we had the entire time we were there. So
but
some might say
Haley,
he dodged a bullet.
Haley, did you get in to the park?
We did. I did get into the park.
Okay, well then stop whining. I didn't even get into the park. I was
parking
on the
lot.
Yeah. I was in the parking lot. but
still walked away with a souvenir. I got a turkey leg.
Yeah, yeah. And we got the Donald Duck hats. It's sad. We came back home. People like, you went to Disneyland. Yeah. Not in. We went to Disneyland. Josh in Montana. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I just wanted to, first off, 6'5", 255.
Okay.
I just want to tell you guys, thank you. You guys have got me through a lot of bad times since I was shot when I was 15 out hunting with my uncle. I've had 30-plus surgeries, and you guys have it's 3 hours every day that you guys actually put a smile on my face and makes me forget about all the pain I'm in and everything, and I really appreciate it. And you talking about your depression, I go through that, plus the PTSD, and when you talked about it, it made it a little bit easier to realize what I was actually going through. So I just wanted to say thanks to all you guys.
Well, Josh, I'm glad you called. Does Fritzy's mock headlines or limericks, does that cause more pain or does that help the pain?
I try to block that out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a wise man. That's a wise man right there.
Josh, we'll put you on hold. I want to send some T-shirts.
I got one more call out. I got a call out on Pauly.
Uh-oh.
I sent Pauly Grizzly T-shirts here from Montana, because he's always raving on the Bobcats. And so I sent him Grizzly T-shirts, and he tells me he only wears them in Vermont. He won't wear any of them on the show, but he wears them only in Vermont.
Erroneous. I remember that you sent them a few years ago, and when Montana won a playoff game, wore it on the air the next day.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll scold him during the commercial break, Josh. How dare you, Paulie?
Apologies.
Do that to Josh.
I think I wore it.
Deli in Chicago joining us. Hey, Deli.
Hello, Dan Patrick. This is Deli.
Hi, Deli.
From Chicago.
Hi, Deli.
I wanted to say I'm really happy you took my call. I wanted to say Josh kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but I have had an accident, a brain hemorrhage, and it happened 7 years ago, and I've been in the hospital for 7 years trying to recover. Fighting back and back, trying to get back to what I was. I got into a forced retirement, which I did not like. And you have, like Josh, I love listening to your show, and it's a must-watch. And I've scheduled my day around you guys.
Well, thank you, Deli.
I just want to say that when you guys mentioned the promo, you say, get download Peacock and you can watch for free. Is that going to be... because I don't have an income now. Is that going to maintain? Is it going to be free for forever, or are you going to go to the pay subscribed series?
I don't know, Deli. That's above my pay grade, but hopefully we'll be able to bring this program to you and continue to do the way we have. But thank you for sharing that story there. Let's see, Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, you got a cheery story here?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chat
row. Yep. I'm fully abled. I'm healthy. My blood pressure is 120 over 80, but I still managed to enjoy your show somehow.
Oh, good.
you were talking about items from TV sets you might want to get.
TV shows.
You already have one. You have the Cone of Silence from Get Smart. You think maybe you could... lower that bad boy and Fritzy, give us a little demonstration.
Oh, I don't know. Would I do that to Todd where I lower the cone of silence?
I didn't really say anything that would warrant
the cone of silence on Fritzy? Yes. Yes.
Come on, be a sport.
There it is. There it is, Barry. It's right there. I got Fritzy behind the curtain in a velvet cone.
All right, get me out of here. Get a little claustrophobic.
Yeah. I haven't used that on Fritzy in a while.
A little hot in here.
Wait. Is it going up?
Don't even joke that this is stuck.
I think it's... Oh,
there you go.
There it goes. There you go. Yeah.
Got a little sweaty.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
All right. Dan in Missouri joining us. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, from one DP to another. Hey, bud.
Hey.
Long-time listener since the Mothership days. I used to listen to the podcast, then just the best of. But, guys, the Peacock app, I'm so thankful for my job. I get done home trucking, and I come home, and I get to watch. You get the best of, the highlights, the live look-ins. If you guys aren't checking it out on Peacock, that's where it's at. But after last night's game, I even as a Chicago kid, I used to scoff at people that thought Michael Jordan could score 50 points today. But I think a talented big man like Shaq or somebody would just dominate. Like watching Anthony Davis out there, it's like put Shaq in the game and he might just dominate, or Olajuwon, or maybe even Patrick Ewing. So right. I don't know what your thoughts are
well,
on that.
I there's no big man in the NBA, it feels like. And a big man now is playing on the perimeter. Because growing up, Dirk Nowitzki would have been a center. He wouldn't have been a three. But I wonder, and yes, Jordan would get 50. He would. If he averaged 36 and you were allowed to rough him up, now I can. He's going to be able to shoot threes. The court is open. He's going to get to the hoop. He's going to shoot free throws. Yes. Could Mike score 50 a game? We had Phil Jackson a couple of years ago when he put out his book. And I said, how much would Michael Jordan score nowadays? And he said he would average. He could average 45 a game. Yeah, I mean, just factor in the three-point shot. The court is spread. I can't put my hands on you. And Mike's going to get to the hoop or down low on the blocks. Absolutely. Yeah, Paul.
I actually think guys like Shaq and Olajuwon wouldn't average any more in this NBA, not because there's, you know, they would crush the defenders in this NBA, but guys don't throw to the low post. So many guys spend their time outside jacking shots that don't need to be jacking shots.
Yeah.
I'll bet you if there's some type of metric or stat they looked at of passes down low to the post, this decade compared to 30 years ago wouldn't even be close. The centers don't get the touches. Shaq would average exactly what he averaged before.
You think so?
I do because of the opportunities he would get, not because of him. He would crush Kevon Looney. You know, he would just back him down and just annihilate him.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, like Marvin just had that number before. Like the Warriors put up like 52 three-pointers or something. Like something insane.
But they don't have anybody down low to throw the ball to. I mean, James Wiseman was supposed to be that guy, and he washed out. He's now with Detroit. But they don't have an inside presence. Therefore, why would you throw inside to any of those guys? But if you had Shaq, I mean, Shaq's going to score. What's the most Shaq scored in a season? Low 30s? Yes, Marv.
I thought you were going to say career high.
Oh, no.
Shaq led the NBA in scoring twice with 29 and a half.
Okay.
And he also averaged like 13 rebounds those seasons.
Yeah.
He would easily average 30, no problem. And Embiid can average 30, Shaq would.
Yeah, but Embiid takes you out. Embiid is shooting jumpers.
Sure does. I wonder if Shaq would be forced to develop that.
No, he can't. He wouldn't be able to do it. His form, he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, look at his free throw shooting. Embiid's got great touch from the free throw line. Wonderful to him.
I don't think Shaq would be allowed to throw his shoulder into people. He wasn't allowed to that much when he played. If it was this NBA, and he would be called for more offensive fouls probably.
I'd be curious. There'd be less players to double-team Shaq down low because everybody's playing on the perimeter. But, yeah, Kobe could average that just because they're volume shooters. And if you can't put your hand on somebody, I can't beat you up. And I factor in the three-point shot, and Kobe had a great jumper, and Michael had a great jumper. I bring them out, and they're shooting threes, and they're able to get to the hoop. Yikes. Yeah, Paul.
I think the guys that would benefit most from this era are Larry Bird and Reggie Miller, who Reggie, I think the most in his career he ever attempted was 6 three-pointers per game in a season. That might be – there's 50 guys who attempt 6 or more threes. Reggie would have a green light. He would be averaging 26 instead of 21.
Well,
easy.
You'd have a lot of guys who would have, like Ray Allen. I would say you must take 15 threes every game. Every one of your shots should be a three. I would make sure that he did that. Because you won Bird back then, if you took 2 or 3, maybe 4 three-pointers, it wasn't the weapon that it is now.
Bird never attempted more than 3 threes a game in any season of his career.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, Glenn Rice would be Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, where he'd be like, you know, Glenn Rice is averaging 34 a night.
Yeah. Let me take a break. We'll check in with the Lakers, and more phone calls coming up as well. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Shopping for tires can be deflating, as Todd likes to say. TireRack.com. Doesn't have to be. Free shipping, free road hazard protection. And they test the tires. They have a test track, and they push the tires to the limit. So before they recommend something, they want to make sure they put them through all of their hoops. They want to make sure you're getting the best tires. TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. And then they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide, personalized tire recommendation, right tires for how and what and where you drive. Full lineup of Continental tires, and they're shipped fast and free. I got mine overnight. Ordered them at 5 o'clock one night. Next morning, before 11 o'clock, they were here. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. They bring the tires to you at your home or office. Install them on site. You see, takes less than an hour. TireRack.com/Dan. See the Continental test results, special offers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
76ers started out the day as 10-point underdogs against the Celtics. They're now 7.5-point underdogs because Joel Embiid is planning on playing tonight. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more. MBUSA.com. Dave McMenamin is the ESPN reporter covering the Lakers. He was there with game one last night in Golden State and joins us on the program. What did you expect last night, Dave?
Well, the Lakers coming into it had won 14 out of 18. They've been playing really good ball in high leverage situations. They needed all those wins towards the end of the regular season to secure a spot in the play-in tournament. They beat Memphis. Their confidence was spiked. They got the weekend off. So I expected a strong performance. I don't know if I expected them to be up 14 in the fourth quarter and kind of controlling the action for most of the night. But they're a group that believes that they can win this thing. That was the sense I had coming into it. And certainly they were going up to San Francisco with the intention to at least get a split.
The philosophy, the offensive philosophy, Golden State took over 50 threes. The Lakers seemed like they were content, aside from LeBron, to have two-point attempts here and get to the free throw line. Does that philosophy change for either team going into game two?
I think the Lakers want to keep the same diet. I mean, they have recognized that they go generally as Anthony Davis goes. LeBron James is going to manage the game however he deems fit on a night-to-night basis based on however the defense is playing. But if Anthony Davis, it's one of those old maxims, you feed the big man, and then it gets him more activated on the defensive end. He came off a series against Memphis where he had 26 blocks in a six-game series. He had 4 blocks in game one, and part of that was going 9-for-10 from the field in the first half, just activating him. As for the Warriors, obviously they were the highest-paced team in the first round of the playoffs. You're comfortable with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry taking just about any look they could possibly get when they step on a basketball court. I don't know if I'm Steve Kerr. Perhaps I talked to Jordan Poole a little bit about some of the shots that he took. But overall, I think both teams are content with that stop. I mean, you think about it, it's a tied game with 2 minutes to go.
Okay, but if I paused the Jordan Poole shot as he releases it, would you have said good or bad decision?
Oh, bad. I'm like Steph Curry, who's leaning over in disbelief after the shot. Karim's off to the left. Now, I have seen Tyrese Halliburton, a bright young star in today's game. He defended the shot. He said, what do you want? It's less than 10 seconds to go. It's wide open. You want him to put it on the floor and lose his vision and
the separation
kind of there.
Yeah.
You're right. Separation. But you still have 10 seconds. That's sometimes an eternity in a game, and considering how good that group is in relocating shooters, look at the shot that Steph Curry hit to tie it. That was him zipping all around the court and eventually getting open just beyond the line on the right wing. I think you could find a better shot.
Yeah, and I commended the Lakers for doing what I'm always telling teams to do. Don't let the best guy on the floor beat you. They double-teamed Steph. And therefore, Jordan Poole was so open. I don't know if he realized there was 10 seconds left. I don't know if he realized exactly where he was on the floor. But Steve Kerr said all the right things after. Like, all right, we're good with that. I'm fine. Like, he has to back up his guy. But it wasn't even a close shot. That's what was alarming. If you just said, oh, man, in and out or almost went, it wasn't close whatsoever. And that's that difference of 26 feet to 30 feet. And not a lot of guys can do that with a game on the line with the confidence to go, I got my shot.
I mean, yeah, we watched the finals last year where he hit several shots even beyond that mark against Boston. And so I guess you could say he's done it before, but every situation can generally find a better shot, especially considering his teammates. Like, you have Klay Thompson, you have Stephen Curry. I think if you're going to take that shot, you better make it.
If you were going to bet on Anthony Davis's performance in game two, really good or really average?
There has to be a regression to the mean based on what we saw in the first round. Now,
it doesn't have to be, Dave.
Well, I mean, to start 9-for-10.
Well, they have nobody to guard him.
11 rebounds in the first half. That is true. I mean, Kevon Looney, we should put some respect on his name, Dan.
No, he's good at rebounding when others miss. He's just not good at maybe stopping Anthony Davis. Therefore, there's no rebounds.
To me, it was Anthony Davis getting the shots to fall in the 12 to 14 foot range.
Yeah.
His jump shot has eluded him for the last several years. And that was a sign to me. And again, it had a carryover at the free throw line, which is basically the same type of shot, that if he's going to hit that, they're not going to be able to do anything with him. But just the Memphis series, it was a spike of a really good game, comes down to earth offensively, but still maintaining that defensive presence. I think the Lakers will take it. Because if that happens, you look at the first round, six games, five different leading scores for the Lakers. So maybe you don't get a 9-for-24 game out of LeBron, and he can carry you with the 30-plus night.
Dave McMenamin is covering the Lakers and the Warriors, ESPN NBA reporter. We were talking about, this is not a rivalry between these two franchises, but it's more of a legacy rivalry with Steph and LeBron. Like, if one wins another championship, like moving up the legacy list there, a title would be more important to who, in your opinion, between those two?
If Steph gets a fifth ring on LeBron's watch, there will be a lot of people out there that will have him leapfrog LeBron.
Really?
Oh, of course. I mean, we saw some people last summer that was already putting him in the top five.
Okay.
With that fourth ring. And I think there will be a chorus of that sentiment crescendoing, whereas LeBron's place, I think, is kind of secure so long as he keeps him away from him, keeps it at a tie, or certainly, obviously, if LeBron gets a fifth ring. LeBron is pretty much top of mind, a top five player. Steph would get there, I believe, with the additional ring. It's just, there's a recency bias to
yes.
all this.
And yeah, because LeBron has done it for 20 years. Steph has done it for 10 years.
For, you know, 13 or something like that at this point.
Well, he had a couple, a 9-time All-Star, is that right?
Yeah, LeBron's a 20-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Right, 19. Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't know if there's any rationality, like, when it comes to this conversation. It's an emotional one for a lot of fans. But I think, to me, if you zoom out a little bit, this is the two ambassadors of the NBA changing beneath their feet. LeBron James is the ultimate positionless player of this era. Steph Curry is the face of the three-point revolution. Both of those tenets of the strategy are what now carries the day in the league.
You okay with Embiid winning MVP?
I'm okay with it. I voted for him last year. I voted for Giannis this year. I'm okay with it. I don't know. It's a little bit of a, you know, so many times the bridesmaid, you're finally the bride, because you did come in second 2 years in a row. But you just hope that he's, as you mentioned at the top of this segment, you hope he's on the court against the Celtics and can look like the MVP in the biggest moment of the season.
Yeah, I think Giannis is the best player in the game. But having voted on the MVP, it is weird, though, that we feel like, oh, it's like the Academy Awards. You know, it's that director's time, or Scorsese deserves it for that movie. And you're like, is that the way we should vote? That it's Embiid's time. Oh, was it? He missed a lot of games.
Bucks had a better record.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know.
To me, it was best player and best team is kind of the thing that, like, what I generally go to. That's where I begin with. And then if someone, like, totally shoots that argument out of the water, then of course I'll evaluate their case. But yeah, I thought last year it was more impressive for him dealing with the Ben Simmons saga and not letting that team fall from their expected level.
But it felt like there was a seismic shift when Perkins mentioned about the voting and the makeup of the voters, because, you know, DraftKings said the Joker was a prohibitive favorite to win. And it's almost like the voters, because there wasn't much time left in the regular season, I don't think, and it just felt like maybe people did a reset on that. And I thought that changed the voting, whether it changed it for Embiid winning, but it felt at the time Joker was the prohibitive favorite to win the MVP. What kind of impact do you think that had, if any, in your opinion?
Like, Kendrick Perkins is someone who I love working with, and I hope people listen to what he has to say. Maybe not all the time, but a lot of the time. I think he is kind of has his pulse or finger on the pulse of the things that matter in the sport. And There was a time in the season when Jason Tatum seemed like the guy was going to get it. And, you know, even prior to that, Luka, there was a conversation around it. It's a strange thing. You have to have the requisite moments when people are kind of locking in their vote. And we live in the 24/7 news cycle where people kind of get bored of your case, even through an 82-game season. So it's kind of having the moments at the right time when people's minds are malleable to come off the kind of the initial front-running narrative. Now, I think that's a part of it that is affecting the ultimate outcome. The votes are public now. And if there is someone that it seems like the pack mentality is going with, do you want to be the one guy to step away from that? You know, Mike Brown, first unanimous coach of the year pick in NBA voting history. I voted for him as well, and I think he's well deserving, but I think a diversity of opinion is sometimes a good thing. And the fact that all these awards are put out there and people are concerned in some level of their mind about social media backlash,
yeah,
doesn't help serve finding the most deserving players.
Yeah, you know, and I liken it to Patrick Mahomes. Giannis is in the Patrick Mahomes category we've taken for granted. You know, he won an MVP, he won a title, and that's an ultimate compliment. Because Mahomes is, what, 26 years of age, maybe 27? And we're like, we forget how great he is. And I think we did this with Jordan to a certain degree. Certain players, they graduate, and then we go, oh, that's right. And therefore, we root almost for the new story to come up, you know, that we can talk about this guy. Where, you know, the media feels like they've been desperate for Luka to be an MVP. And I keep saying he's not going to be an MVP for a long time because the team is not good. And, you know, if he has the number one seed, then he can win an MVP. But, you know, he hasn't graduated there. But it feels like there's some of these guys who get there. You know, when Jordan didn't win twice with Barkley and Karl Malone, it was like it felt like the media was desperate. Like, give us another thing to write about. Even though they were worthy, Jordan was still the MVP of the league.
And to this day, Dan, LeBron has four of them. And within the last month, I was in the locker room post-game with him in Los Angeles. And we're having a conversation about something. And that's something gnawing at the back of his mind. And he brings it up. Well, still in the four MVPs. What's going on? Here's a crazy
thing. He hasn't won one in 10 years, Dave.
And this was the first year of his career. And now he was not on my MVP ballot. He missed too much time. The Lakers were under 500 for a lot of the season. First time in his 20-year career, he didn't get one vote for MVP. That's a wild stat. For 19 straight years, people whose opinions, quote unquote, mattered, viewed him as the best player in the game.
Were you asking him about that?
Most likely, yeah. Last night, probably not. You know, the podium situation, he's sitting next to Anthony Davis. But yeah, if there's a shoot around or a practice, I think that would be an interesting conversation.
Hey, thanks for getting up with us. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
You got it, Deb.
Dave McMenamin covering the Lakers-Warriors series, ESPN NBA reporter. Yeah, there's voter fatigue in all of these where you're like, gosh, is there something else? And then we do the it's your turn, it feels like. Like Giannis, you got a couple. Joker can't win three in a row. You know, only Bill Russell and Larry Bird, guys like that, do it. And you're like, well, he can. You just don't want to vote for him. And I have no problem with Embiid. But I do think that Perkins mentioning what he mentioned. Now, people said race baiting. But I think he did have writers and broadcasters do a reset and go, let me look at this again. Because Joker was the odds-on favorite. He was going to win the MVP again. He's going to go back to back to back. Yeah, Mark.
You were talking about new stories. I think the Derrick Rose MVP was the perfect storm.
Mm.
They won more games than the Heat, and that was the year LeBron left for Miami. So people were just over LeBron completely. Yeah. And that was one of those, you know, new stories that you're always mentioning.
Yeah. Let's see. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Super Bad Music Radio, WDJX, Xenia Fairborn in Beaver Creek. Got tickets to the new Jennifer Lopez movie coming up. Oh, is she hot? Oh, it might be December, but it's September right now.
Strong. Yeah, boy. Strong effort.
Yeah.
Riding a bike.
Yep. Hitting the post. I drive my wife and kids crazy in the car. Song will come on. They'll be talking. I'll go, shh, shh, shh. And then I'll talk up to hit the post there. I should have been one of those top 40 DJs. I still got time. Yeah. If this doesn't work out, maybe I'll do that. Cody in L.A. Hi, Cody. What's on your mind today?
Hey there, Dano. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, so I called a couple months ago. I don't know if you guys remember or not, but, you know, Father's Day is right around the corner, and our annual Dead Dad Golf Tournament's on, and seeing if you guys are going to come down.
So the Dead Dad's Club Golf Tournament is in L.A., Cody?
No, I'm thinking Crossings in Carlsbad.
Okay, Carlsbad, nice place to go any time of the year. I don't know if we'll be there for the Dead Dad's Golf
Invitational?
Tournament. Yeah, Invitational.
Daddies and caddies.
Yeah.
There you go.
No daddies.
Right.
And no daddies.
In Carl's dad.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Did you just get here on the show?
What are you talking about? I hate when you say that. That really upsets me.
No, I'm just... but why is it...
Was I really quiet?
No, no. I would just... Why is everything so serious with you?
I made a little joke there about Carl's dad. That wasn't serious.
No, no, I know. But then I just...
And I can't win. I've been talking too much. I'm quiet. Where were you today? I didn't say enough. I'm talking. I said too much. I can't find that happy medium. I go to extremes, as Billy Joel.
Caleb in Portland joins us. Hi, Caleb. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. 5'10", 210. Just calling to update you. I called last week, tell you after 4 years of being sober, that moonshine, I finally broke. And let me tell you, I'm back, baby.
No. I don't want to hear you're back because of our moonshine.
Oh, Dan, let me just tell you, even though today's Thursday, I'm drinking like it's Friday, baby.
No.
Oh, you're no quitter.
No, I don't. Caleb.
Especially because it's Wednesday.
Caleb. Oh. Holy bleep. You're right. Caleb, you think it's Thursday. It's Wednesday.
I got to call my boss.
All right, thank you.
I got to go.
Okay, that's Caleb in Portland. He hadn't had a drink in 4 years, and he got some of our moonshine.
That is just terrible.
Wow. Well, the moonshine is that good, but you go 4 years without a drink, and then you get our tailgate moonshine. By the way, we were strategizing yesterday. Sometimes we do get together and think about things on this show about the next batch of moonshine. It's watermelon moonshine, and we're hoping to have it at the end of June. We'll let you know, and we're trying to upgrade the amount of moonshine that we have available.
Caleb, plan accordingly.
Yes, Todd.
Are you on the wagon or off the wagon? I always get confused between those two. If you're like not drinking, but all of a sudden you do, then you fell off the wagon or you're back on the wagon?
Yeah, you fell off the wagon. Yeah. I don't know how we came up with or who came up with.
We need to get Fritzy on the wagon.
When you're on the wagon. Do you know what that, how that, what was the genesis of being on the wagon? Is there, well, there's got to be.
I've never been, so I couldn't tell you.
Yes, Todd.
During the times of Prohibition in the 19th century, men often climbed onto these wagons and took an oath that they would give up alcohol and drink only water. This gave rise to the expression to be on the water cart slash wagon. It was later shortened to on the wagon.
Thank you, Todd.
Back to you in the studio.
All right. Michael in L.A. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Regarding the TV set that you would take home.
Yeah.
If I couldn't have the entire thing, I will take the bridge of the classic Starship Enterprise, the Shatner, original from the 60s.
Okay. By the way, good voice there with Michael. But, yeah, I never watched Star Trek, but that whole set where William Shatner sat, that'd be impressive.
That's like where you hold, like, family meetings, and you're sitting in that captain's chair, family.
You're a boss if you do that.
Yeah, like your kid brings home the report card.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need you to sit down.
I need you to go into the Star Trek room.
Go to the Star Trek room.
No, not the Star Trek.
Trouble.
No, not the Star Trek room. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1936, Joe DiMaggio made his major league debut for the Yankees. He got three hits. 1938, Lefty Grove. Anyone know Lefty Grove's real name? Robert Moses Lefty Grove, Hall of Famer.
Wait, you didn't give us a chance.
I was just kidding. No one knew it. How do you get the name Lefty? He's the first guy to get it, and he's got it forever.
But some of those names from the like early 1900s, like, you know, Three Fingers Brown.
Yeah.
Like
Industrial Accident Brown is too long.
Yes. What's the farm, the combine? Didn't you get stuck in a combine or something? Yeah.
Rhubarb Baker.
Yeah.
Let's see. Derrick Rose. Here it is, Marvin. 2011. Derrick Rose became the youngest NBA MVP at age 22.
Okay.
I got one more. 2007, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Mavericks in Game 6. First time an 8 seed beat a 1 seed in a 7-game playoff series.
Let me see. Anything else happen? 1952, the Kentucky Derby airs on CBS. First time the event carried on network TV. You got Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend on NBC. I think Mike Tirico is going to join us from Churchill Downs.
On Friday.
Oh, that's Paulie. Do the horse thing again.
Natural sound.
Of Mike Tirico?
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it with this day in sports history.
Do you want to know who's a better friend, LeBron James or Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I do.
Right now, 63% say?
LeBron.
Heck yeah, LeBron James. Heck yeah.
I mean, he brought Tristan Thompson back.
You know, it's a funny thing about this poll. Yeah, by the way, don't
Chloe can't even bring Tristan Thompson back to the Kardashians.
Don't you think LeBron James' like partner is like, so why is Tristan always around? Why you always got to bring Tristan around? Because he's in a tough spot. I'm just trying to help him.
Yeah. Is he in a tough spot? Like, didn't Tristan Thompson bring this on himself?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. He sure did.
I love Khloe Kardashian.
You can't be 7 feet in the club trying to be incognito.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. He's slipping out a side door. You're still 7 feet, dude. You know, like, you don't go, oh, you know, who's the 5'11 guy slipping out the side door? It's the, who's the 7-footer? Oh, that's Tristan Thompson. Oh, isn't he married to Khloe Kardashian? I think so. All right. What did you learn today, Todd?
Your family went to Anaheim, stayed at a motel near Disneyland, got to see the park from outside the gates, got a Donald Duck hat to make it appear that you actually went inside.
All right. No need to rub it in, Todd.
I'm sorry, but that's what I learned.
Seton, what did you learn?
You are owner to two of the cruelest and saddest stories I've ever heard.
My daughter missed out on 4 consecutive birthday parties for herself. 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th birthday parties. And she deserved it. Marvin.
Everyone had a better lunch than you did.
By the way, hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support for this program. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Pauly, yours truly. This has been the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.